Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Have you been praying for a breakthrough, but nothing seems to be changing? Have you been believing God for healing, restoration, provision, or an answer to a long-standing challenge? The Bible teaches that faith is more than believing. Faith responds. Faith moves. Faith takes action. In Mark chapter 5, we meet a woman who had suffered for 12 years. She refused to let her circumstances stop her. She heard about Jesus, believed he could heal her, declared her faith, and pressed through the crowd to touch his garment. Her miracle came because she put her faith into action. God still responds to faith that moves beyond hope into obedience. In today's message titled, Put Your Faith into Action, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches on how hearing God's word, believing his promises, and acting in faith can position you to receive the breakthrough God has prepared for your life.
Learn the keys to putting your faith into action, and that can be through the powerful story of the woman with the issue of blood. This story, I know many Christians are familiar with it. It could be found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's gospel. And it recounts the miraculous healing of an unnamed woman who is described as the woman with the issue of blood who suffered from bleeding condition for 12 years. Can you believe that? But the story goes on to say that after suffering for 12 years and spending all her money on doctors, she put her faith into action, and by secretly touching the hem of Jesus' robe or garment in a crowded place, her illness, her sickness was instantly cured. She was instantly healed. And so Jesus publicly acknowledged her profound faith. And so we can learn from her regarding how we can put our faith into action. So learn how hearing, believing, speaking, and acting in faith can lead to breakthrough and healing in your life. Hallelujah. So the story of the woman with the issue of blood I'm talking about, it highlights her as ultimate example of relentless faith. The Bible makes us understand that she secured her miracle by hearing the word, putting her faith into action, and then persevering through all obstacles until she received the victory. So let's read the account of the Gospel of Mark, and that's recorded in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. And the story goes like, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Can you identify with that? Maybe yours is no issue of blood, but then every single person reaches a point in life when nothing else seems to work. And in the case of this woman, 12 years, nothing seems to be working. You know, it could be that your business, it could be that you've been trying everything in your business, in your career, everything in your marriage, or even your health, and yet breakthrough seems far away or even impossible. And it's in this moment, in these circumstances, in these situations, that you need to put your faith at work. Because in these moments, when you are at the end of yourself, that true faith must rise. I tell you, hold on to your faith and don't throw away your confidence in God, because there is a way out of your situation. The woman had been sick with an issue of blood for 12 continuous years, as we read. She had spent all the money on doctors, yet no doctor was able to heal her for 12 years. Can you imagine being sick that long? Can you imagine all the things you would need? Can you imagine? This was not an easy situation at all. The woman was sick and never seemed to be having even hope until one day when Jesus passed through her city with a crowd surrounding him. One day, she had an encounter with Jesus. Let's read on. And the Bible continues to say in verse 27, going that when she heard about Jesus, that's very important. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Hallelujah. And the Bible says immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Hallelujah. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? This is incredible. Jesus, surrounded by people, suddenly stopped and asked, who touched me? The Bible goes on to say, but his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you. They are pushing here and there. And you say, who touched me? You see, when Jesus asked who touched his clothes, the disciples were confused. But Jesus recognized a different kind of touch, a touch of faith. Yes, the crowd pressed together in very large numbers. But there is a difference between being merely physically pressed in a crowd versus actively reaching out to touch Jesus with intentional faith, because she actually planned in her heart that this is what I'm going to do. It was intentional. It was not accidental at all. A touch of determination, a touch of hope, and relentless belief. You see, that touch pulled power out of him. Verse 32 says that, and he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. She told him the whole story. Verse 34 says that, and he said, this is Jesus saying to the woman, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Let me repeat that. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Hallelujah. What an incredible story. These are words that changed her life. Go in peace. Your faith has made you well. Daughter, your faith has made you well. What a powerful moment for her faith. Her faith combined with her action drew power from Jesus. Her heart decision became a divine encounter. Can you put your faith into action today? Her journey represents, you know, their journey, this woman, 12 years of sickness, this journey represents moving from a place of suffering, a place of shame, a place of isolation to a miraculous encounter with the presence and power of God. This is about a woman who experienced Jesus being the answer to her sickness, Jesus being the way out of her problems. And that could be you today. It doesn't matter what you are dealing with and how long it has gone on. Jesus is your answer. Jesus is your way out of that situation. So this is a story of a desperate woman who had been battling the same sickness for 12 years. So the text of scripture we read about this woman perfectly illustrates that true faith requires corresponding action. She took action. Instead of passively hoping for a miracle, she acted on the word by speaking her healing, pressing through the crowd, and physically touching Jesus' garment. So faith requires corresponding action. Bible says that faith without works is dead. You see, the Bible says she heard about Jesus. That was the first step. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But she didn't stop at hearing. She acted on what she heard. She said to herself, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. So we need to understand that the woman didn't just passively hope for a healing. No, she spoke what she believed and acted on it. And she risked everything to press through the crowd to touch Jesus' garment. Because at that time, she was declared unclean. She was not supposed to go in the public place, but she went. She was able to, you know, beat all obstacles. She risked everything. You see, she was not just another face in the crowd. She was a woman on the edge, holding on to nothing but faith, and it changed everything. that can be for you today. Recognize that faith is a force that requires a corresponding action to access what God has already provided. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't force victory on anybody. Jesus doesn't force deliverance on anybody. He doesn't force healing or anything else on us. He freely gives them to us, but we cannot access them unless we reach out and take a step of faith. And that's what this woman did. And I hope that's what you and I will continue to do whilst we are on this earth. She could barely see him in the crowd, only sandals and dusty feet. Yet she pressed on. She put her faith into action. In a crowd that was pushing and chaotic, she reached out with faith and touched the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. So you can see that this woman took some important actionable steps. She said it, she took action, she received it, and she testified. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. That's what the Bible said. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. It's not enough to just know about faith, my friend. You've got to use it. You've got to speak it. Act on it. God already placed his power in you, but it won't move until you do. Like a light switch, it stays off until you flip it. Are you ready to flip the switch and activate it for the light, for the electric power? That's what you need to be doing. Your breakthrough doesn't happen by emotion, but by faith in action. Your breakthrough will happen by faith in action. When you make a heart decision to trust God, not just with words, but with steps of faith, you won't just reach out to Jesus. Jesus will respond to you. Whenever you act on your faith, Jesus becomes responsible for your results. Hallelujah. It's time to hear. It's time to believe. It's time to declare and act. It's time to let your faith rise again. Hearing the word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, which built her foundation, which built her faith. This is a woman who had suffered for over a decade. She had spent all her money on physicians, tried every solution, and yet grew worse. Her circumstance, her situation was not just painful, it was hopeless. In her desperation, she found hope in Jesus. She acted on her faith. She spoke her faith. She declared, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." That's what she said. Your faith should move your mouth. She declared and decreed. This wasn't just casual belief. It was a heart decision. She believed in her heart that Jesus was her last hope and her best hope. Hallelujah. My friend, Jesus is your last hope and your best hope. He shouldn't even be your last hope in a way. You should go to him straight away. But for many people, when things are not working, that's when they know there is Jesus to sort them out. But go to him in the first place. That with this woman, she never heard about Jesus before. She never knew there was a solution outside medical breakthrough. And so when she heard about Jesus, she acted. Today you have heard the miraculous works of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit resides in you if you are a believer. You can speak to your situation right now and it will disappear. My friend, God has provided everything by grace. It's up to you to tap into it, to receive it, to draw it out with your faith. If you are a believer, act on your faith. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then even where is your faith coming from? You will have to receive him first. And even that receiving him, that faith is actually given to you by him. So by grace, we have been saved through faith. Hallelujah. And so God will give you faith right now to receive him as your personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, singing every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner. I need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.